From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Tuesday, July 21st, 2026. Little Rock police are facing scrutiny for a shooting over the weekend. An LRPD officer shot and killed a dog that ran toward him on Sunday afternoon in the city's Heights neighborhood. The dog's owner was then detained after angrily confronting the officer over the killing and now faces several misdemeanor charges. Little Rock police say they are investigating the incident. A Batesville police officer is in custody following a pursuit by state police. Arkansas State Police say 32-year-old BPD Officer Miguel Romero fled the scene of investigation at a home Sunday night. State Police ended the chase by utilizing a tactical vehicle intervention, and Romero was taken into custody. He is charged with felony fleeing, aggravated assault, reckless driving, and DWI. He has been placed on administrative leave from the Batesville PD. A judge has ordered a transportation company to pay the city of Little Rock for damage caused in a barge crash. U.S. District Judge Brian Miller ordered Marquette Transportation to pay the city $4.3 million in compensation for the crash. The 2021 incident saw a barge strike the Clinton Presidential Park Bridge, causing damage to protective cylinders around the bridge piers. The number of people in northwest Arkansas is increasing, so is the number of jobs, though it does not align perfectly with the region's growing population. Addressing those gaps is inspiration for a new report commissioned by the Walton Family Foundation. The report indicates the region is doing a better job providing pathways for entering high-demand job sectors. Tara Wallen is a senior program officer at the foundation. She says there are more students working toward in-demand careers.
A couple of the shifts that we saw over time is we've seen more students or larger per students of percentage of students enrolling in things around like medical skills, pre-engineering, some growth in construction technology, areas that we all know are starting to really boom in this area, and which students could access them with a high school diploma or perhaps an additional certification on top of that, but they could go into the workforce.
Wallen says a number of different factors have contributed to a greater focus on workforce education in the region. One of those, she says, is state policy.
So both the LEARNS Act and the Access Act in 23 and then 2025 made shifts that impacted these pathways. So they established requirements around schools having at least one H2 pathway, meaning a pathway that's in a high wage, high demand field. They established more access to concurrent enrollment, so students could start taking some college courses while they're in high school.
She says the healthcare field in particular has seen a growth of students interested in pursuing careers after graduation. Wallen spoke with our partner station KUEF in Fayetteville. You can find the full report online at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. State of Arkansas could soon be on the hook for millions of dollars thanks to new changes to a public assistance program. The federal government will soon require states to pay more if their error rate exceeds a certain threshold for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP. Arkansas's error rate of almost 9% is below the national average, but could still mean more than $47 million in annual payments, according to the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Only 10 states were below the 6% threshold set by the federal government last year. The change will go into effect in October of next year. Arkansas hospitals generated an estimated $19.7 billion in economic impact in 2024. That's according to a new report from the Arkansas Hospital Association. The report says hospitals supported nearly 97,000 jobs statewide, including more than 48,000 hospital employees. The report notes hospitals remain a key part of community infrastructure, especially in rural areas, but also points to financial challenges. Those include service reductions, low commercial reimbursement rates, declining access to maternity care, and uncertainty surrounding the future federal health care policies. According to the report, only 31 hospitals now provide delivery services, leaving 51 counties without local maternity care. The report also says hospitals provided more than $1.2 billion in uncompensated care in 2023 through charity care and unpaid medical bills. It concludes by calling on policymakers to support efforts that strengthen health care access across Arkansas. A historic Pine Bluff church is up for sale. Emmanuel Baptist Church is currently on the market for $1 million, according to the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. The church counts former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee among its previous pastors. It had previously been listed in 2003, but had failed to attract a buyer. Officials with the Little Rock Port Authority have endorsed a Native American group's request to place a parcel of land in trust with the federal government. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports the Little Rock Port Authority recently signed off on the request from the Quapaw Nation. Officials say the goal is to protect the 5-acre site, which contains burial mounds and a black cemetery dating back to the 1800s. Arkansas's largest medical school has a new dean. Dr. Ronald Robertson will serve as dean of the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences College of Medicine. Robertson is a surgeon and has been serving as interim dean since May. He takes over from retiring Dean Stephen Weber. And just a note, UAMS is a financial supporter of Little Rock Public Radio. Looking at your weather for the day, it is going to be hot. We have an extreme heat warning today in effect throughout the day. Your high temperature today is 103 degrees. The heat index values may be as high as 116. So be careful if you are outside at all today. Take frequent breaks. Remember to stay hydrated. Take a drink of water every 20 minutes, even if you feel like you don't need it. And take a break in air-conditioned spaces as often as possible. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.